Namo myoho renge kyo, namo myoho renge kyo, namo myoho renge kyo. Hi friends, how are you doing today? I hope you're in good health, secure. Elongated ears. Visual representations of Shakyamuni Buddha include elongated ears as an analog to the limitless mind of Buddha to hear or experience all sounds of the cosmos and physical manifestations. This term does also does, as so many others do in the literature of Buddhism, to take concepts of samsara and to hyperextend them into the unknown realm of enlightenment beyond the experience of the skandhas in order to allude to the liberation or revulsion of the limits imposed by our mundane mind of identification, cravings, and clingings. And that's the simple definition in this book. Understand that within the meaning of the elongated ears, when you see portraits or statues of Buddha, Shakyamuni, don't forget the stories of Avalokitesvara, right? Bodhisattva, hearer of the world's cries, Bodhisattva. All of this listening potential of the Buddha mind is an extended awareness beyond our saha samsaric or saha selves, right? Our skanda of hearing is a desire to experience sounds. But the elongated ear of Buddha is not solely a desire for the pleasure of sound, but to be very, is intuitive the right word? To be very sensitive to the condition of humanity, all of humanity. In other words, all of the laments, the sufferings, the pains, the anxieties, the sensibilities that are quote unquote suffering of all living beings. This is more to the point of the elongated ear, right? Not that it hears better, but that it is attuned to the needs of living beings. All right? So that's that term. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Links in the description. You know what to do. Take care of yourself and keep your practice strong. I'll see you in the next one. Okay? Bye for now.